Welcome to the Caldivian, you cop sucking motherfucking dog shit ass cunt bitch.
Welcome to enos.podbean.com. A short episode tonight. Just did some new jokes and shit. Subitoro from the Feel Good. Was driving out and I was like, please pull me over. I'm gonna be like, dude, this is medical, it's prescribed. Dr. Dre, Chronic 2001. I'm supposed to be smoking this shit. Relax. Lean back. guys, you gotta check out the With Apologies YouTube channel. If you're into the show, With Apologies, all kinds of exclusive videos get released there. All the behind the scenes on all the fools, all the goofs, all the silly billies. Recently, a new manager to the LLC. You know, we got CEOs, managers, and Ian Ellis's. If you don't know that, go to YouTube and look up the Ian Ellis LLC training video, now out. We released volume one, released it to the public. we got a new manager. His name is Steve. I believe he's out of Austin, Texas. And he called into the Andy Dick Show and talked to him about some crazy shit. Jeffrey Busey shit. And then he talks to him about Jimmer being a pedophile, an admitted pedophile. He had a debate this week with Saiyans where some very damning evidence came out. He admitted he's not a good person, and he thinks we're all bad people. CEO is like, we're not asking you to be great, we're asking you to be good, like a basic, morally decent human being. And he was like, nope, not one of those. And then he might have talked about being a pedophile, about calling a fucking, talking to a 12-year-old and then saying, put your mom on the phone, and then telling that mom, hey, I'm gonna suck your kid's dick and fuck him in the ass and all kinds of dirty shit. He's a terrible person. Coming up tomorrow, Friday, on the Gonzo Network, I believe, Ross Dog Network, I believe it's the RDS show, the Ross Dog Show, maybe RDN, the Ross Dog Network. He's gonna be holding the first annual Save a Saiyan's Benefits Show. It's gonna be a hotline people can call. We're trying to save Kyle, all right? He needs some money. It's just not really working out. He's not getting monetized and shit. And they want me to do a hot five. I'm working till 7. We'll see. We'll see if I can call in, have some jokes. And we're just trying to save him, man. The pride of a Saiyan. He needs our help. Other than that, I did some jokes tonight. One of them I was talking about, my liberal friend is mad at me because he thinks I'm conservative. And I'm like, dude, I believe all the same stupid shit you believe. It's just, I'm fucking not that serious about it. Like, I hate the left when they're, like, endorsing censorship and violence. I'm like, that's not cool. That's not the left I know. Maybe I'm an old man. And it drives me nuts because I feel like they alienate allies, like people that would be down for this shit. And they also give cover to the enemy. Like, if the enemy is a handful of evil white people, they go like, oh, look, they hate all white people. And that's cover. You fucking, you're a condom on Satan's penis. Getting fucked, you don't even know it. Come back to the good side. Like, be the right kind of left. I guess be the center. It's so confusing. Anyway, I talked about that in my set tonight, and I don't think I got to that part. Also, a weird thing. I was watching a show called, I think it's Misfits and Monsters. Bobcat Goldthwait's new show. Fucking, I bought it on iTunes, like $14, super cheap. Just scroll down, get the SD version. You don't have to get the high def, and it's a little bit cheaper. It's like $4 cheaper if you're super broke. And first couple episodes were super dope, and then it, you know, it's kind of like Tales from the Crypt, but not as cool because it's not HBO. And it feels like they try and cram a lot of shit into 22 minutes. You're not not gonna guess the outcome. It's gonna be like five conclusions, but it's dope. It got a little weak after like the second episode, but it's dope. I was watching it today, and the plot was a dude dies and then becomes a bumblebee in his karmic circle. And fucking, so I watched that, and then I went outside. I don't know if this means anything. I was drinking my iced tea, and Bumblebee died in there. In the show, they were talking about bees can't swim. They swim in the shit, they die. I drank a Bumblebee. I'm allergic to bees. I almost died today. Swished it around. I was like, there is something in my mouth. Is it a fly? Is it a spider? I spit it out. It was a bumblebee. I almost died. Tongue swelled up a little. Lungs were burning. I puff up. I look like the fucking the monster in the Goonies. If I get stung by a bumblebee. I don't know if that's allergic or normal. They just called it allergic when I was a kid. They're like, his face definitely shouldn't look like that. He is super ugly for having to get stung by that stupid bee. Anyway, that happened. You know, it might have just been Aretha Franklin's ghost mad at me. Maybe I got like some family that's like looking out for me. And they're like, you're not going out like that. You're not going out like that, man. You're not dying of drinking a bee. Watch this thing. It's prophecy. Fucking, they had a dude on Joe Rogan this week. His name is the name of like an old 70s TV show. I can't fucking think of it. One of his tricks was like, I made my name this so nobody will ever forget it. It starts with a B. He's super dope. He's a dude that like exposes magic tricks and fake preachers. He exposed Peter Popoff in the 70s. Made Johnny Carson say shit. And he's a dope dude. Dope stories. But I noticed Joe Rogan was watching him. And like, he was like, hey man, you talk a mile a minute. That's part of how you mesmerize people. And he was like, yeah, maybe. I guess like, you know, that probably plays a role in it. But that's just how I am. And Joe Rogan couldn't let it go. He was like, I got something. I gleaned something from this conversation. I'm not stupid. I'm here. He's an idiot. But he kept insisting that he had found some amazing point that nobody else could have possibly noticed. And beat him down for a confession. Made me sick. And then there's another part where the dude does magic for Joe Rogan. And Joe is super a dickhead about it. I'm like, dude, maybe don't do three podcasts a day. It's like 6 to 8 hours of fucking work. If you're not down, if you don't want to have the conversation, don't book the motherfucker. Like, it doesn't feel good to us as an audience. Either you're down with it or you're a fucking sellout. Don't fucking sit there and be mad someone's at your show. It's your show, goddammit. No one's in charge but you. So he was getting super salty with this dude when he was doing actual magic. And he did like a trick where he bent a fork and bent a spoon. And he wouldn't tell Joe Rogan how he did it. And Joe Rogan's like, you got fucking a different kind of metal in here. And again, he's being very insistent. Different metal. I figured it out. You're not fooling me. I'm not fooled by shit. Which, there's been episodes where he's like, oh, the Comedy Store definitely haunted. But then in this episode, he's like, if you believe in ghost shows, you're like a fucking idiot. Like, it's all bullshit, right? Joe Rogan, I've become hypercritical of him lately. anyway, he gets all mad at this dude for not telling him the trick. If you just go on Google, you can Google, like, how to do the bending spoon trick. How to do the bending fork trick. There's a whole shitload of YouTube videos. You can learn in 10 minutes how to do table magic with any utensil. And the fucking bending a spoon is just a sleight of hand. They just bend it real quick while you're not looking and then pretend it's bending slowly, but it's already bent. That's the secret. And Joe Rogan, he thought it was secret metals and got super butthurt because he's like, I figured it out. So that's me being critical of him. Drew Michaels special is out. I haven't seen it. I'm not buying HBO for that shit. But everybody go watch it. Let me know what you think. They were like, hey, let's do a comedy special. But we're going to be super innovative. We're going to do it without laughs. And that's what they did. I think there's too much LA. Don't ever let anybody from LA be in charge of any part of your career because that's stupid. But it might be great. Drew's a great joke writer. I'm sure it's like super awesome, super dark shit. Bert Kreischer, he just had a special on Netflix. When I first flicked on it, I saw he had a shirt off and I was like, I hate this special already. Why? Some of the shit he does is so gimmicky, where he takes his shirt off, pretends to laugh at his own jokes, pretends like, oh, this is the first time I'm telling this story. But his special was super funny. I liked it a lot. He's a very proficient comic. It's like solid laughs all the way through. Has fun. Lets the audience know he's having fun. But some of the stuff was a little gimmicky to me. Because I'm a dickhead. That wants the best of the best of the best and nothing else. If you're not Dave Chappelle, get the fuck out of comedy. So here's some jokes, guys. I had fun. It's a dark set. And I hope you laugh. And check out the Roz Dog Network tomorrow on Gonzo, Saiyans Telethon. Check out Saiyans Entertainment, Unbleach, Jimmernam. Go to the With Apologies YouTube channel so you can keep up with all the shenanigans. There's a whole bunch of stories that are intertwined. All right. I love y'all. Good night.
The next comic on the stage is Ian Ellis.
John McCain, his wife is now single.
Yeah, and his daughter.
This is some prime real estate in the pussy slinging game. If you have a white grandpa who's single and vaguely suspicious of Mexicans, boy, have I got a nana to introduce you to. You know how good that feels as a grandpa? Hanging out with old people, telling you about grandkids, people that love them. Crochet! You're like, you remember that dude that was almost president? I was banging his wife. That dude, he could only open his arms like this. I got full rotation. I'm finger banging this chick like she ain't been finger banged in 20 years. You know how good that feels as a grandpa to brag about that? Did he not spend enough time with you? Do you hate the greatest generation? You need to get him this pussy. Aretha Franklin is also dead. Somebody took a picture of her toenails, her feet. She had size 10 feet and a size 4 shoe. Terrible. Looked like they were trying to cover up Bigfoot. I was thinking, all the shit they do to you when you're dead, they drain all your fluids, all your pee-pee and your poo-poo and your blood. They scrape out your insides like the inside of a goddamn pumpkin. Put it in a colostomy bag. And then they sew your teeth together. And they glow your eyes shut. They could have just cut that bitch's toes off. It's not that big a deal at that point. That's the moral thing to do. You're literally burying the evidence. I feel like it's only a crime if you're trying to sell those lucky Aretha Franklin toes. There's only 8 of them in existence. 2 of them got fucked up. It was a late night decision on the part of the coroners. I got a son, and it's driving me crazy because he keeps doing nasty shit. All this shit is new to him, so it's fascinating. What are you doing? Anytime I walk into another room, that's what he's thinking. What's he doing in there? That's some new shit. What's he doing? Sometimes I'm going to the bathroom. I don't want him to see me shit. I feel like I'll scar the kid. I leave the door open when I pee, which is fine, but then he climbs between my legs, and I'm like, dude, I don't want to be the dad that's peeing on his kid. You're nasty. Calm it down. I don't know what you're into. I'm not into it. I feel violated. Curious little monkey. I got a smart friend that I'm mad at because he treats me like intellectual side pussy. Like, he really likes me and talks to me a lot, but he doesn't want people to know about it. Dude, you're ashamed of me. He says I'm too conservative. My politics are like to the left of nihilism. As long as it don't affect me, I don't give a fuck. Show up to work on time. You can be whatever you want. You want to cut off your penis and identify as a thing? Color, race, species. You do you, boo-boo. You start missing work, I feel a hate group coming on.
I'm like old school left, so I'm now my parents. It's frustrating. I'm like, I support you, just don't do the stuff you're mad at people for doing. Don't hate speak at people for hate speak. Feels hypocritical. That makes me an old man. I always feel like you gotta just negate the necessity of the problem. You gotta come up with a better product. That's what transgender people did. Like, women are a great product. What if they were fun to hang out with? They started turning boys into good pussy. All right, guys, my name's Ian Ellis. I love you. Good night.
Well, I don't know. John McCain has been a week. He's been projecting. We're doing jokes already. That's a good sign. The next comic coming up to this.
What was I thinking about? Yo, Joe Rogan had fucking Jordan Peterson's daughter on his show, Michaela, some shit like that, Peterson. I said on Sayings, I was like, Canada's so square that Jordan Peterson is their Donald Trump. That's how fucking nerdy they are. And now Michaela's like their fucking Kardashian. Like, what the fuck is she famous for? She didn't do shit. She's just the daughter of some dude. Fucking. We're gonna go ahead and make her famous. What the fuck is she doing there? I'm hypocritical. And I'm trying to find a parking space. Alright, y'all. Be blessed.